So pretty much when I saw how I seen how they improved, I was like, I think teaching is my calling, because I feel like I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn or anything, but I felt like I did pretty well, like helping them out. And Joan, she was so like happy with them, and she like praised them, and like we praised them all like a lot. And she's like, you know what? Maybe you need to teach. You ever thought about that? And I was like, you know, I thought about it. It was never like a major thought. She was like, when I open up my charter school, you're gonna be the very first teacher I hire. And I was like, thanks. So I was like, yeah, I think that's what really pushed me to become a teacher. Like, I'm still debating if I wanna do that though. But I mean, I feel like I wanna work with like older kids now, not so much the younger ones. They're adorable though, don't get me wrong. But so I'm like, okay, I think this might work. So pretty much that's what pushed me like in the career path I was going in. But I got one more class to take and then I'll be done with my bachelor's. But I was thinking like for my master's, maybe going for adolescent ed instead. Or maybe just going for a specific like field, like in teaching. Cause I said, I feel like what kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? What kind of like, not really discouraged me, but like, I'm not much of a social studies person. And like, when you work with early childhood ed, you have to be able to do every field, like every subject. So you have to be able to do math, science, social studies, English, like, and you have to be able to like know what you're talking about when you do it. And so I was saying to myself, maybe if I do adolescent ed, maybe I'll probably, like, I tend to be really good in math and science. So all those like accelerated programs paid off. And so I said I would probably either try to be a math teacher or a science teacher, more preferably science, because science is just fun. You can just do a bunch of different fun things. And like, there's so many different fields in science. Like, you can specifically do biology if you want, forensics if you want. They all interest me, honestly. I think they're all pretty cool. So yeah, that's it as far as career-wise, what I wanna do. And I feel like I still, whatever I decide I wanna do, when I do actually decide, I feel like I still want to work with kids, because I've just always worked with kids. Like, I know how to work with kids, but I just gotta figure out what exactly I want to do. And Joan keeps telling me like, oh, please stay here, you can be a teacher here. I'm like, gotta see. Like, that would be cool, because I said, like, I grew up here. Like, some people give the Hudson City School District a bad rep, but I said, I don't think they're that terrible. Like, when people, how I like to look at things though is like, there's always something that's worse. Like I don't like to say it like that because that's so like negative, but like, oh, some people may think that Hudson City School District is terrible, like, but there's always a school district that's worse. So, I mean, you're pretty good in this sense. I guess it's kind of positive, but it's kind of negative at the same time. Kind of contradicting. But yeah, pretty much it.
What are your hopes for Promise?
Promise Neighborhood?
Yeah.
I hope that with Promise Neighborhood, because I've seen it from day one all the way to now. Like, we've improved a lot. I just hope that... You know, I never really thought about it. But I guess, let me just go off the top of the dome right now. I guess I hope when it comes to Promise Neighborhood, because they obviously partner with AmeriCorps, I hope that they can keep improving and like figure out ways to find funding to better Hudson for like the whole community, like improve for everyone. Because more so Promise Neighborhood works with like children. They work with families too, but like more so the children aspect of it. But I feel like if they were to find funding to better Hudson from a child's perspective, that would be great. But also like for everyone, not just the children. It's like, I know a bunch of older people that don't even have like kids and they just don't want to stay in Hudson. I'm like, Hudson's not terrible. Like, you see a bunch of different kinds of people. I like it because it is so diverse. That's like one of the biggest things, I feel. That's why I love Hudson, because it is so diverse. Like, you see a bunch of different kinds of people and we're all pretty accepting of each other. So that's why I feel like I'm pretty accepting of just about anybody. Like, whenever I go anywhere else. And my dad's always like, well, some people say, like, he's like, you can fit into any crowd. I was like, yeah, I like to be, like, able to fit into any crowd. And I said, I'm the type of person that can, like, go to an event, like, with Joan or whatever, and I can, like, figure out how to finesse my like words enough so where I can fit in with them. But also I'm the type of person that like I work with this lady, Stephanie Montu. She's like, she works with Bendelstedt Family Circus here. And they do programming here and like they do like an after school thing in Chatham as well, like at the school there, where they teach circus arts. And I've been working with Stephanie for a while because she taught me circus arts. And like I said, I learned that because it's different and like people tend to question me about it. Like when I tell them, like, oh, I'm like, oh, like I might say something like, oh, I can juggle. And they're like, well, anybody can juggle. And I'm like, no, but I can really juggle. And I'm like, oh, I can walk on stilts. And they're like, well, how do you learn all this stuff? I'm like, I took circus arts. They're like, so you study to be a circus clown? I was like, not really a circus clown. Like, I'm pretty much my own person. It's nothing clown about it. I was like, but it's pretty cool because then it, like, opens up the conversation. Like, oh, well, let me tell you, when I was 13, I started circus arts. And, like, they're like, well, what do you learn? I was like, we learned how to juggle. I know how to walk on a tightrope. Like, I said, when at first I thought it was really weird because I was like, oh, none of my friends are doing that. And like, why do I want to be a circus clown? That's people's general idea, like circus clown when you think about the circus. But I'm like, it's more than just that. Like you can connect with people on a different level and you can teach people different kinds of things through circus arts. Like I worked with Stephanie a lot with a bunch of different kids from like all over. Some of those kids tend to be a lot better than myself at like things. But like I said, you get to connect with a bunch of different people. I said even like I've worked with some children even with special needs like through circus arts and people are like, well, how do you do that? Like, what do you teach them? And I'm like, you know, it's not really about teaching them much. Like, my whole thing is, because Stephanie used to talk to me a lot about this, like, when I would help her do things, I would, like, run some classes with her. And she's like, it's not so much about teaching them how to master a skill. It's more so, like, teaching them how just keep trying, you know? Like, even if you can't get it, just keep trying. Like, nobody's asking you to master anything. That's like, I can juggle 3 balls. I can't juggle 4 or 5. I can't do all that. I know that for a fact. I can't do all that. I can juggle 3. That's my limit. So, like, I haven't mastered juggling, but, I mean, I can teach somebody the basics and like stilt walking. I can walk on stilts up to, I walked on stilts that were like 4 feet high. I don't really do much higher than that. Like, I'm pretty sure I could, but like, I just feel like the higher you are, the farther the fall. And there's just a bunch of different things, which is pretty cool. I just like a few models that I live by from working with these different people, like Stephanie. Like, it's about keep pushing people to try, like, don't give up and whatnot. I said I like to live by that because I've been working with Stephanie since I was 13. That was pretty fun. And like with Joan, like we tend to use the motto that we saw like at the Harlem Children's Zone, because we went there before, and they're tremendous at the Harlem Children's Zone. If you ever get a chance, you should like look them up. And we like to use like their motto for things, like whatever it takes. So like I like to live by that, like when it comes to working with kids, like whatever it takes. If a kid needs to lay down on the floor to get their work done, let them lay down on the floor. Like, whatever it takes for you to understand this, whatever it takes for you to succeed. And like, I even like to live by that for myself. Like, do whatever you need to get things done. But yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Almost at the end of our time.
I guess I would just say, people don't know much, if people don't like come from Hudson or know much about Hudson, it's great to visit Hudson. It's actually not as terrible as some people make it. Like, I know we got a lot of antique shops now, but like, they're not completely horrible. I like walking on Warren Street, seeing the different people that come from like different areas and whatnot. Sometimes we even have famous people here, which is pretty cool to like see them every now and again. Like, I haven't seen them, but I mean, my friends have. And like, it's just, I would say to anybody, like, Hudson's a great place to visit if you wanna like find somewhere new to visit and whatnot. Like, see if you wanna go to a place that's like very diverse and whatnot, definitely come to Hudson. Like, and I don't just mean Warren Street, because like lots of people are like, okay, well, if I come to Hudson, I just gotta go on Warren Street. Like, I would definitely venture out, because I go all over the place, but that's because I live here, so it's a little bit different for me. Sometimes I'm over on State Street, sometimes Columbia. I just go everywhere. And it's not as, it's like actually a great place. I would definitely recommend, like, I would come back here like when I'm older. Like, if I ever like moved away, I would definitely come back. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Glad to share.